Okay, we're going to start Perek Yud Zayin and Hilchos Shabbos. But before we start, it's important to, I think, use these diagrams to give us a better sense about what the Rambam is going to be talking about and what these halachas refer to. So we're going to be talking about something called the Mavoi, okay? And if you recall, Midoraisa, right, insofar as from the Torah, a Rishus HaYachid only requires three enclosed, three partitions to define itself as an enclosure. Okay, so as long as you have three walls, midoraisa, it's considered Rishus HaYachid. Midorabanan, that fourth wall is introduced by them as for various reasons. Okay, what a mavoi is that a mavoi is literally means an alley or a lane. Okay, but what its basic function was as follows. If you look at the picture, so before the entranceway, let's say, to that lane or that alleyway where the houses are, the chutzers or the houses are connected to, that's a Rishus HaRabim. So you have a Rishus HaRabim over here, and then people would leave the Rishus HaRabim and walk down this enclosed alleyway. Again, it's only enclosed by three sides. The entrance is open. They'd walk down it and go into their various courtyards or yards, right, and then walk into their houses. Okay, so this is a very normal architectural setup. I mean, it's still done today also. But the status that a lot of halacha focuses on, or a decent amount of halacha focuses on, is what's the status of a mavoi, and how do we make it so a person can carry there? Okay, mi de rabbana. Okay, so again, what do you call it? The mavoi is that alleyway that enclosed by three sides that a person is going to walk in. Okay, so now, or carrying something. So now there's different kinds. There's two kinds of really two kinds of mavois. Okay, one is a mavoi sasum. Okay, a mavoi sasum means it's closed off on three sides. Okay, and as the diagram here says, it's a mavoi sasum imlechi. That little thing, that little pole, that vertical pole. I assume you can see my arrow. The vertical pole that's going up and down at the entrance. That's called the lechi, and you'll see why that helps insofar as carrying in there. Okay, let's make sure we're going over here. The next one is. Okay, so the second one is a mavoi sasum im korah, if you could see that. So the mavoi sasum im korah, so that's the same thing as the above one, okay? But the difference is that in this one, you put a beam on the top of it, a horizontal beam, okay? So the Rambam's going to talk about both cases. A mavoi sasum with a lechi is a vertical post that's put at the side of the entrance of the mavoi, and a korah is a beam, a horizontal beam, placed on top of a mavoi sasum, okay? The other kind of mavoi is called a mavoi mafulash. Okay, mavoi mafulash is also an alleyway or a lane. Okay, and again, just like in the mavoi sasum, we have houses in chatzeros. Okay, and people exit their house into the chatzer, and then from the chatzer into the mavoi, and then the mavoi into the rishus harabim. What makes this different is that it's only enclosed on two sides. Okay, so you have a wall, a partition with entranceways on the left, and let's say a partition with entranceway on the right. And what you see here is, as Rama will explain, what you see here is a koreh, a beam, being placed at the top horizontally of one side of it. And then at Tzuras HaPesach, if you recall from the last parak, Tzuras HaPesach, which is basically the construct of an entranceway, placed at the front of it. Okay? So that's a mavi mafulash. And as you'll see, putting those things in allows you to carry in those areas. Okay? And then you have a mavoi mafulash. Im lechi b'tzad echav etzuri tzuris haPesach b'tzad sheni. Right. So here, what do you have in this case? Again, a mavi mafulash was open on both sides. So you have an entranceway constructed on one side, and the lechi, that vertical post, placed on the other side. And finally, the other case that Rambam's going to deal with is this bottom one, which says a mavoi akum. So mavoi akum is treated like a mavoi mafulash, okay, because it's not closed off on all sides. But it's not quite the same as a mafulash because it's not all the way through. So if you look at the diagram here, this is a case where the mavoi akum means it's like an L-shaped lane or alleyway. So it has two directions. So again, in this case here, you have the houses and their chatzeros and entranceways into the mavoi. But what happens is the mavoi, let's say, goes straight and then takes a hard right. Okay, and again, in both instances, they both exit into Rishus HaRabim. So the Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph, mavoi sheyesh lo shlosha ksalim. So if the alleyway has three walls, like in the diagram, that is called the mavoi sasum. Ve'am nichnasin beruach zev yotzin b'shekenegda who nikrim mavim afulash. So mavim afulash, like we just said, is two walls that are parallel to each other, okay, one on each side, and people walk through it, okay, and they go out the other side, okay. These cases aren't just limited to, for instance, houses. You could think about this as like, imagine like you go to the shuk. When I was younger, I used to always think of it this way. So, you know, in the shuk, you have like a main, let's say the main area people walk down, and then you have like these side areas that open up, like Machane Yehuda, these side streets, right, that open up into other shops, right? The shops are located next to the side street. So Mavui is a similar concept, okay? So Lacha Beis. So Heyach Matirin Mavui Asasum, okay? So the question comes up, how do you make it so it's permitted to carry, again, from the Rishus Rabim into the Mavui Asasum? How is this possible? And within the Mavui Asasum itself. So Osolo Beruach Revius Lechi Echad, okay? So in the open wall, okay, the open area, you make either a vertical post, or you put a horizontal beam on top, and that's enough. So you have an option of either putting a lechi, which is a vertical post on the side of the entrance, or you put a beam that goes on top of, entranceway. In a sense, by the way, it's like half of a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Either you have that vertical part of the Tzuras HaPesach or the horizontal part. But those are the two ways. The techshav osa kore o osa lechi, Ke'ilu sasam ruach revis. Okay? So what are you doing? The koreh or the lechi, the beam or the vertical post, they function, okay, to close off that fourth wall. And now, v'yaseh rishus yachid, right? V'yemuto talta b'kulo. And now, in the eyes of everyone, okay, meaning the Rabbanan as well, this is now rishus yachid, and you can carry within it. Shedin Torah b'sholosh mechitzos b'lfad. Muto talta. Because midaraisa, you require three walls to make a Rishus HaYachid, Medivrei Sofrim, he a Ruach HaRavias. And it's rabbinical that you require the fourth one, Ulefichach Daila B'lechi Okoreh. And that's why it's sufficient, Chazal, the right to qualify what they mean by Ruach HaRavias, to even use something like a Lechi or a Koreh. Because remember, the Lechi or the Koreh are not an actual wall, but they're an indicator. And that indicator is enough for the halachic system, or for the rabbinical system, to say that it's now mutter to carry in this area. Okay? So that's what makes a mavui sasum a mutter to carry. Halacha gimel. Now, what about mavui mefulash? Heyach matirin mavui mefulash. Remember, that's the one that is open on both ends. Osolo tsuras pesach mikan. Okay, the lechi akor mikan. Okay, so you make a tsuras pesach on one side, right, and the lechi or kore on the other side. So the answer is you can't do tsuras pesach on both sides. One side is tsuras pesach. The other side has either a lechi kore, meaning one side has to actually have an entrance. Nothing would be wrong if you did a tzuras pesach on the other side, but it'd be enough to put a lechi kore on the other side. Okay, and then mavoi akum terasso kemefulash. And like we saw in the picture, a mavoi that has that L shape, meaning it goes straight, let's say hangs a right. In that case, that's considered, we treat it just like a mefulash, which means that you would need to have a tzuras pesach on one side and then a lechi or a kore on the other side. Okay. All right, that's the introduction to the basic halachas of Mavui. Of course, now comes a couple modifications. Halacha Dalad, Mavui shehu shava mitocho, okay, umidron l'shus haraba. Okay, so let's say you have the Mavui itself is flat, okay, but then what happens is that at the point that it hits the Rishus HaRabim, like right before, there's an incline. Okay, so imagine your Rishus HaRabim is lower, and you got to come up like this little ramp type thing, and then you hit your mavoi, okay? Oh, shavel rishus harabim, or let's say Let's say it is that area is equal in height to the rishus harabim. Umajon latocho, and then what happens? It goes down into the rishus into the mavoi, okay? Einot sarach lo lechi v'lo kore. Shreyu muvdal rishus harabim. So what's the point? The point is that what are Chazal trying to do? They're trying to demonstrate that even though the mavui is an area that's used by the public, okay, and even though midoraisa, okay, again, it's used by the public, but midoraisa, it's enclosed, they want to have some way to demonstrate that it is differentiated as a rishus from the rishus, from as a rishus yachid from the rishus rabbin. So that's what the lechi and the kore do. But you don't necessarily need a lechi and kore. If there's something there that clearly differentiates between the rishus rabbin and the mavui, that's sufficient. In this case, what the Rama is pointing to is this incline, meaning a person, if they're walking the Shusarabim, and they see that there's an area that comes up, or let's say goes down, into the mavoi, that makes the mavoi muvdal, separate from the rishus haraba. Okay. Similarly in halacha hey. Okay. Mavoi shetzido echad kala liyam v'tzido echad kala ashpesh l'rabim eino tzarech klum. Now let's say you have a mavoi. In this case, it's mafulash. It's open. And let's say one side of it hits the water. Okay, like one exits the water, and let's say the other side, the exit is by a large garbage dump. Okay, you don't require anything. Okay, she'ashpesh l'rabim eino asuya lehispanos. We saw this before. That public garbage is unlikely to be removed from the area. So therefore, again, we can rely on that functioning as a differentiation between the Shrus Rabim and the Mavoy. And we're not concerned that what's going to happen, that the ocean will or the water, the body water it's next to will wash up like mud and rocks and stuff like that, and then form like a flat area that now wouldn't supply the differentiation from the Mavoy. But the point he's trying to make is that the yam is functioning as a mechitza, as an end to the, as a clear end to the mavoi. Okay? All right, lach avav. Mavoi mefulash. Okay, back to this. Okay, so, all right. So, a mavoi mefulash shehaya kol emsa rechavel sharabim. Okay? So, one second. It's much easier to see it this way. If you look at the diagram, on the top diagram, all right, so notice we have a rishus harabim on top and a rishus harabim on the bottom. Okay? And as the as we see over here, we have a mavoi. So we have the alleyway leading from the Rishus HaRabim through the mavoi. Now, the mavoi goes into this Rechava Shel Rabim. So this is a big public yard, okay? The chatzer, the batim and chatzeros are behind that, okay? So you walk from the Rishus HaRabim through the mavoi into this Rechava Shel Rabim, this big public yard, where there are houses, okay, that stick into that public yard, okay? And people can go out, in and out of those houses, right into the Rechava Shel Rabim. Okay, and then you continue down, okay, and then, again, this is sort of like a mavoi over here, and then you're a Rishus HaRabim, okay? So that's going to be one case. One case is where the Rishus HaRabim leads to the mavoi, which flows into Rechava Shel Rabim, but, and this is the key point, the entrance of the mavoi, right, going from this way, and the exit of the mavoi are in two different locations, okay? Versus the bottom one, where you have a Rishus HaRabim on top, Rishus HaRabim on the bottom. You walk from the Rishus HaRabim, and the mavoi goes straight through. It opens up to the Rechava as well. It opens up to the yard, but ultimately the alley goes from one Rishus HaRabim all the way to the other Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so again, that's the mavoi mefulash because it's open on both sides, but notice how the entrance and the exit, right, are continuous, even though it also opens up into the Rechava Shel Rabim. Okay, so let's make sure that's clear. In the first case, we have Rishus HaRabim. The mavoi has one discrete entrance, let's say from the north end, and a discrete exit, or if you're coming from the south, its own discrete entrance, and they both spill into the Rechava Shel Rabim. In this case, the mavoi is continuous from north to south, okay, and it opens up into Rechava Shel Rabim in between, okay? Why is that important? Because the Rambam's about to tell us in his halacha here, mavoi mefulash shehaya kula emsa Rechava Shel Rabim. Right, so let's say, like I just said, the mavi mefulash opens up into a large yard, a yard that's shared by a lot of people. Im lo hayam mechuvan keneged pesach or rechava, hareze kisasum, veinatzarech mitzad rechava klum. Okay, aval im haya kul litzadei harechava, aser. Okay, so going back to our picture for a second, just so now we can put it all together. So in the picture, if you see here, this top case is mutter. Okay, it's considered like a mavoi sasum, right? And which kind of makes sense, because if you think about it, the mavoi, right, over here and here, since it's not continuous, and we treat it, right, as it's disconnected from each other. So we treat this area, the rechava, so to speak, as operating as a sasum on one side and a sasum on the other side. But here, right, since it doesn't have that, since there's no break in it, we treat it as one long mavoi, and therefore it's treated like a mavoi mefulash. So here, this is considered like a mavoi sasum, and on the bottom, it's considered like a mavoi mefulash. Okay? That clear? I hope... Then the Rambam adds, v'im ha'iso shel yachid af lemsa aser. Now, the only catch is that if the rechava, okay, belongs to one person, okay, then it's aser to carry in it. Okay, why? Because pamim bonem mitzad echad, because what can happen? So we assume that at times the person who singularly owns the yard, He might build something on the side of the yard, okay? And then maybe what's going to happen is that the mavi will end at that point. So there's a concern if a yachid, it has to be, the key point is, it has to be owned by, it has to be something that's used for the public, meaning all the people who have houses in that area all make use of it. But if it's owned by one person, there's a concern that the person's going to end up changing the structure of the mavoi. So that's a special chumrah that was put in by Chazal. Okay, Allah Chazayim. Okay, so now when it comes to carrying in the mavoi, okay, so the Rambam explains, Ein a mavoi nitar bilechi akore, right? So how does this work? Nurse, what are the requirements? And I know the Rambam doesn't tell us what's required to make the mavoi a mavoi until now, but what is the mavoi? And what's a mavoi that allows us to rely on the lechi and korah, meaning the vertical post of the beam, to carry in it? Ad shiyu batum v'chatzeros psuchos l'socho. So number one, you must have a number of houses and or chatzeros opening up into the mavoi. So the first thing to look for from a mavoi is, do houses open into it? Okay. Next, the second qualification, v'yeh arko me'arba amos. Ulamala, Ulamala, the length of it must be 4 amos or more. Via arco, yes, arachbo. And the width, the length must be wider, must be more than the width. Okay? So you have to have 4 amos of length, and the length must exceed the width of it. Okay? Those are the three requirements for a mavoi. However, aval, mavoi sha'arko kirachbo, okay? If the length and width are equal, okay, think of a square. Hariyu kechatzer. So now we treat it like a chatzer, okay. And if it's a chatzer, eino nitar ela bishnei l'chaim mishnei ruchosav kol lachim imashu. Right. So if you treat it like a chatzer, the only way to make it mutter to carry within it is to set up a lechi on either side, right? O bepas rochav arba meruach achas, or to make a barrier, it doesn't matter what it's made out of, but a barrier that is at least 4 tefachim. Because remember, less 3 or less means it's really an extension of the wall. So 4 or more from that side. Okay, so those are the three requirements from mavoi. It must be an area that houses and chatzeros flow into. It must have the length of arba amos, and its length must always be longer, or the length must be more than the width. Okay, halacha ches. Okay, now. Chatzer she'arka she'orka yesar rachba. Okay, so now let's say you have a case where you have a chatzer and the length of it is more than the width. Harei k'mavoi. Now it switches over to become a mavoi. V'niteres b'lechi akore. And then all you require is a lechi akore to make a mutter. Okay, as well umavoi she'ein batim v'chatzeros psuchos l'socho. Okay, now let's say you have a mavoi, again in quotes, where the houses and the chatzeros, right, do not open up into it. So, for example, let's say there's a huge mansion, and he has his own, so to speak, mavoi that it goes into, right? Or let's say if the mavoi is not arba amos in length. So again, same halacha. You would need 2 lechis, okay, to make this defective mavoi mutter to carry it. So what's the nafkamina between a mavoi that's a true mavoi and defective mavoi? It's just a question of, if you need 1 lechi or you need more than 1. That's really the ultimate halacha nafkamina. And that's the defective mavoi, okay? Halacha tes. Okay, now. Let's say you have a mavoi, okay? She'ein b'rachbo shlosha tefachim. Okay, so I'm not sure, I'm not quite sure how it would function practically, but let's say the mavoi, right, is less than 3 tefachim in width, okay? Again, that's quite the narrow space, but if you think about it, why is this a unique halacha? Because if I have a wall on this side, and I have a wall on this side, right, and there's less than 3 tefachim between them, what does that now mean? It means there's no space there anymore, as far as halacha is concerned. Just like when we talk about mechitzas in the last parak, right? If there is less than 3 or less than tefachim, right? Less than 3 tefachim and then solid, less than 3 tefachim and solid, the less than 3 tefachim is not a space. It's considered filled in. So the same thing applies by mavoi. If it's narrower than 3 tefachim, ein otzarach lo lechi v'lo kore, umuto tata b'kula. So you don't require, anything. You don't require the vertical post or the beam. And you can carry throughout. Shekol pachos mishlosha harehu kelavud. Like we've always established all along, anything less than three is like a lavud. Okay? Now, mavud shehichshiro bekore. Okay? Now let's say I had a mavoy and I put the horizontal beam on top. Af al pi, and this is important. Af al pi shemuto talto bekulo. Now it's true, kirishos yachid. Now it's true that I'm allowed to carry in it, okay, like kirishos yachid. So again, for instance, I can go from my house through my chatzer into the mavoy, carrying a book. Hazorek mitocho l'rishos harabim, o m'rishos harabim mitocho pater. But keep that in mind. If you go ahead and throw something from the rishos harabim into the mavoy, or let's say from the mavoy into the rishos harabim, that's pater aval aser, okay, meaning it's mutter midaraisa, but aser midarbana. Sheakora mishum heker hi asuya. Because the korah is only put up, right, to be a heker, to distinguish. Ava imhich shiru, right, that's the korah. Ava imhich shiru bilechi, okay, and this is always the important difference between the lechi and the korah. A beam on top is simply there, and this is a further clarification of muvdal. The beam on top simply tells you that's a mavoy, okay, and it's different than shusha rabbi. But when you put up a vertical post, hazorek mitocho l'shusha rabbi, m'shusha rabbi mitocho chayev. Amazing. If I threw something from the mavoy into the rishos harabim, or vice versa, I'd be chayv midoraisa. Why? Shalechi harehu kimechitza beruach revius. Because the lechi's functioning as a partition. Even though in and of itself, it's not really a partition, what the lechi's function to do is it's functioning to close off that open area. Okay? So since its function is to close off that area, so the halachic system treats it now as a true Rishus HaYachid, and therefore, if I threw from the Mavoy, which is now a true Rishus HaYachid, into the Rishus HaRabim, I'd be over Nisar D'Raisa, okay? But if it was the case of the Korah, right, then it'd be Patar Aval Aser. I'd only be over an Isar D'Rabbana, okay? Okay, one more. Halacha Yud. Shnei Ksalim Rishus HaRabim, okay? So now, when you have these, let's say I have two ksalim b'rishus harabim. Okay, so let's say I have this big public domain, okay? And what do? I stick two walls, okay, right in the middle of it, okay? So imagine a wide open area that tons of people walk on, and I set up two walls parallel to each other, okay? V'ham over b'neim, and people walk between those two walls, okay? Ketzad makshir b'neim, okay? So how do you make it so that people can carry there, okay? Osa d'lasos mikan, Udulasos mikan. The akrakach yaseh b'neim rishus yachid. Okay? So it's interesting. So what do? You make an actual gate or door, like a true door, on each side. Okay? So if you make a door on the front and the door in the back, what have you now done to these two parallel walls? You've made a rishus yachid. Now it's interesting. V'eino tzarech linol hadulasos b'layla. Interesting thing. You don't have to lock up these doors / gates at night. Okay? You don't have to do that. Right? She re'uyos li'inoil. Right? Hayu mishukaos ba'afar, okay, but let's say these doors or gates are really stuck in the ground, okay, mifana osan umisaknan lehina, okay, then in that case, meaning if they're stuck in the ground, right, and they're unable to be, opened or closed, they can't be locked that way, then you have to go ahead and remove the dirt so they could actually function as doors. Again, the key thing is that they have to function as doors. It doesn't mean you have to actually lock them all the time, but they have to be able to be locked, okay? Avat Tzuras Pesach, Olechi V'kora, Einan Mo'ilin B'Hekshar Rishos HaRabim. But you can't rely on the Tzuras Pesach or the Lechi of the Korah, right? You can't rely on the horizontal beam, the vertical post, or the frame of the entrance to make a Rishos HaRabim mutter to carry it. So the only way it would work is if you had these two parallel walls, is you've actually built functioning doors on the north and south ends of those two walls, and that makes it into a Rishus HaYachid.